I came across a very interesting piece of information regarding Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi from his book, from his very well-known book. And he writes in there about 10 things. And he does actually mention 10 things that are completely useless to each one of us. We always talk about the things that are very useful to us, things that will benefit us. But there are things in our life that are absolutely useless that you and I, we are spending so much time upon that because we're giving time to the useless things and we're paying attention to the useless things, we are missing out on the things that are actually useful in life. And so this is why Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions in his book 10 things that are absolutely useless. And he takes those 10 things and he loops some of them together. So in essence, they're around six or seven altogether. The very first thing he says that is absolutely useless to a person is knowledge and ilm that is not applied in one's life. He says that knowledge is absolutely useless. Now, let me say one thing about this. You know, there's a phrase that you and I, we have heard many times in our life. You will see this in many schools, in colleges, in universities, and so forth. And that is that knowledge is power. How many times you've seen this, right? Knowledge is power. Knowledge is not actually power. Knowledge has the potential of power. And you will see people who are big CEOs of companies and so forth. They all say this: knowledge is potential power. But when you can take that knowledge and apply it and make something out of that knowledge, only then that knowledge becomes what? Power. Think about it for a moment. A person can go and study business for 4 years, 6 years in a university, but if they cannot put together and construct a business that is a successful and fully operational business, then guess what? That knowledge was potential power, but because they could not take that knowledge and create something out of that knowledge, hence is just only knowledge, and that's all it is. And this is why even in our deen also, ilm and knowledge that does not push a person to pray, to commit sins, to commit haram, to neglect the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really, what is the point of that knowledge? And this is why there are many scholars of Tazkiyah, Ibn Qayyim and Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, and so forth. One thing that you will see very consistent in their books and in their writings is that whenever they would give advice to their students, because they had plenty of students, and when their students would come and say, "Ya Sheikh, Ya Imam, give us some kind of advice," they would say that there is no point of acquiring knowledge if you're not going to apply in your life. So this is why there's a lot of times and there's a lot of moments in our life where we are so obsessed about just acquiring the knowledge in itself. But knowledge is not power in itself. Knowledge has the potential of power. But if that knowledge can motivate you and push you to make something out of that knowledge, then that knowledge has become power. So that is why the very first thing that Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions is that knowledge that is not applied in one's life is absolutely useless. Number two, he says that action that has no sincerity is absolutely useless. And I want us to think about this. If a person prays 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, or let's just say they've been giving sadaqah, the areas that often where a person can become a victim of committing riya, okay? They can find themselves in a position where they will try to do things to show off to other people, or often when it comes to giving other people, when it comes to doing things for other people. And I've talked about this before, that we are living in a stage in our life. We're living in an era where, subhanAllah, today you've seen these kind of things on social media too. People will do something khair, do something that is good, but they want to show it to the entire world. Though it may seem that there is some khair, they want to provide some khair to everyone else, but their intention inside, internally, is that they want to show off to other people. They want to impress other people. And that is why it's absolutely important. And this is my personal observation. When you reflect on the world that we live in, in, especially in the social media world, the digital world that we live in, the greatest challenge for today for imams and shuyukh and even our young and upcoming adults is ikhlas. Ikhlas is the greatest challenge of this time. Why? Because you can do something that is great, but if the intention is corrupt, then everything that we do will all go to waste. And this is why even Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayh, in his very well-known book Sahih al-Bukhari, the very first hadith that he mentions is what? إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh, in Riyadh al-Salihin, the very first hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Because these ulama, these shuyukh, they understood that no matter what is done, if it is not done with ikhlas, all of it goes to waste. And a great scholar, that he gave the example that imagine if you had a tub full of water, a tub full of clean water, or even a bucket of water, but you put one drop of urine in there, that bucket of water becomes useless. You cannot use that bucket of water. Likewise, even a good deed, 1 ounce of riya in that good deed, it taints all that entire good deed that we have done. And it is not presentable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. And this is why it is something that is absolutely important for all of us. And here's the thing that you and I, we need to always remember. Something that you and I, we can do. Before we do anything good, ask ourselves, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Am I doing this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I doing it to earn the pleasure and to seek the pleasure of Allah? Or am I doing it for other purposes? And if the other purposes is the primary intention, then there will be no reward for this. And finally for today, inshallah, we'll cover the next ones next week. He says that hoarding wealth, the third thing that he says is, hoarding wealth is a wealth that does not benefit you and does not benefit anyone else. Imam Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi is saying that wealth is something that Allah gives us. And as Allah says in the Quran, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. The point of Allah giving us is because we give to others. But there is something that the ulama have talked about, that this hoarding idea, by the way, we live in a culture in America, there is a very strong hoarding idea and concept. You go to many people, they love to hoard things. I mean, one is to hoard or to keep things from the past, like things about your children and so forth. That's not hoarding. Those are just called memories. But one is things of the past that you just want to hoard them and hold on to them, and things that are absolutely unnecessary for you or for any one of us. That is called hoarding. And this is something that ulama, they have heavily emphasized upon, that anyone who has a hoarding mentality, it will create stinginess within them. It will create greediness within them. And when it creates greediness within you, then there is no way that you can give to others. Allah gave us so we can give to others. And when they give, when they get, they give to others and so forth. This is how we spread the khair. This is how we spread the barakah in our community and so forth. But if we all are in the position of just hoarding over and over again, then there is no way you can give. And subhanAllah, the other day I was sitting with the youth and I was explaining to them the same concept. If you study the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam versus religious leaders of the world, okay? When we talk about religious leaders, people who are followed from a religious perspective, if you study their lives and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the greatest signs to tell us that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a genuine man, one of the greatest signs that indicates the genuineness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was the fact that he never would hoard. And if you study people of the past, religious leaders of the past, one of the greatest signs that indicated their hypocrisy was that they would hoard over and over again. Think about it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his house, what he had as a man, he only had a mat in his house. He had a small bed. He had small utensils in his house and so forth. His house was no bigger than today our walk-in closets. I've said this before. This is who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. And not only that, but one time, the Prophet, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they observed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he frantically got up after Salat one day and he rushed into his home. And then when he came back out, the Sahaba even asked and they inquired that, "Ya Rasulullah, you're behaving very peculiar today. What was going on?" And he said that someone had come and given me some sadaqah that I had to distribute, and it was sitting in my house. I cannot be in a position that someone has given me something and I've not distributed it. So this is who the Prophet ﷺ was on one hand. But if you study world history and you study people of the past, such as the story of Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu, the story of Salman al-Farsi, when he became more religious and he changed his religion of his father and his family, one of the things that he said was, which was a big turn off for him, was that when his religious leader, when the pastor or the priest died, he became so upset at his hypocrisy because he told people that you need to give charity, you need to give. But what did he do? He took everyone's charity and he would hoard that charity. This is something that we see in the story of Salman al-Farsi. And later on, he even exposed that religious leader to the entire community, that this is the kind of person. When you look at even people of other religions, even in this day and age, subhanAllah, when you look at the genuineness of the Prophet ﷺ, he was a prophet and he was a man who was true to his word. But subhanAllah, today, even today, we see these mega churches. If you look at, there are documentaries that are made, subhanAllah, documentaries that are made on these mega churches and these pastors of these mega churches telling everyone, give to Jesus Christ, give to the church, do this and do that. But subhanAllah, if you look at the way they live in $10 million homes. They get around with jets and so forth. It actually shows their hypocrisy. All these pastors who actually are engaged in this, it shows that how hypocritical they are in their nature, that when they tell the people, give and give and give, but they are the ones who are hoarding the most. On the other hand, these people, they don't want to believe in the Prophet ﷺ, but the Prophet ﷺ, he shows us his genuineness, that he, whenever he would give anything, he had a nature of giving away. This is why Imam Al-Bayhaqi rahmatullahi alayhi, he wrote a very good book. It's called Dalailun Nabuwa, The Proofs of Prophethood. There are many signs indicating the genuineness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because there are many people who did not believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as being truly a prophet of Allah. So he wrote this book and he made this piece about Dala'ilun Nabuwa. And one of the things he highlights in this is about his characteristic is that he was not a hoarder. All other religious leaders, even in the past, in this, you know, in the Hindu religion, there's a person, for those of you who are from India, you know this name. Sai Baba. He used to have just orange, you know, suit and so forth. Even if you read about him, a religious man, someone who even actually praised Islam and so forth. But when he died, they found out that this was a man that though he would tell people to give charity, but he would hoard the charity the most. Whenever he would tell people to give, he would not give at all. So this is something that Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi tells us, that the wealth, that wealth is absolutely useless, that is not given out in charity, and that wealth that is only hoarded to a person. So these are three things today that I've shared with you that are absolutely useless. What's the first one? Quickly recap. What's the first one? Knowledge that is not applied at all in our life. Number two is action without sincerity. And number three is wealth that is hoarded and not given away. That wealth is absolutely useless and it becomes a burden for a person on the day of judgment. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to stay away from these three useless things in our life. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wa jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.